This year we'll cover the material starting from Chaf Gimel and Aleph at the bottom by the two dots. Again, we were discussing the Mishnah that in the olden times they would signal each other when Kiddush HaChodesh took place, and the Mishnah describes this process of Masi and Masos, these fires that they would light in order to communicate the message to everybody. And the Mishnah describes from where these fires spread and where they started. So the last line of the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chaf Gimel Aleph, Umi Ayin Hayu Masin Masuos Mi Beis Biltin. And where would they start from the where would they start these fires? And they ended in Beis Biltin. My Beis Biltin. What does Beis Biltin mean? Amar Rav. Rav says, turn the page, Chaf Gimel Beis Zu Biram. This refers to a place called Biram. Okay. My Gola. Where in Bavel did it reach that was called the Gola? What is the exile referring to? It can't be that the whole Bavel was lit up like a fire. So which part of Bavel? Rav Yosef Zu Pampadisa. This refers to Pampadisa, which is the primary yishuv, the primary dwelling place of people in the Golas Bavel. My ki meduras esh. What does it mean that the entire Gola was lit up like a meduras esh? Tana, the Brisa says, kol echad ve'echad notal avuka biyado, that every single person who could see what was going on would take a torch of their own, va'ol rosh gago, and they would climb to their roofs and they would wave it in the air. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Af charim v'chayar v'geder v'chavruseha. Not only in the places mentioned in the Mishnah did they do Masi and Masos in the tops of the mountains, even these places, charim, chayar, geder, and its neighborhoods around geder. Ika da Amri, one version is Beni Ubeni Havukaimi, that these places were between the different Masos lists in the Mishnah. Vika da Amri, a second version, Lahachis de Eretz Yisrael, Havukaimi. They were on the other border of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, because Eretz Yisrael borders Bavel from two points, so it was on the other point of Eretz Yisrael, not the point mentioned in our Mishnah. Mar Chashiv de Haigisa, Umar Chashiv de Haigisa. And according to the second version, the town of our Mishnah counts the places on one side of Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Shimon Elazar counts the place on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Kol Achas V'Achas, between all the places listed in our Mishnah, Shmona Parsaos. The distance was 8 Parsaos. V'kama Havalahu, how much were the differences between how long was the whole distance from beginning to end? Tlasin v'tartin, 32 parsos, because there are 5 stops, and therefore there are 4 gaps between the 5 stops. The Gemara asks, v'ha idna tu v'havu, but don't we know that bizman azeh, there's a much bigger distance between Har HaMishcha, where it started, and the end of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, the end of the border of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Abaye, istatume istatum hu darchi. Now that we're in the Yemei HaChorban, the Durachim, the ways to get around Eretz Yisrael, were all closed up, which means, I guess, the travel was better. There was more of a direct path to get around before the Churban. After the Churban, we lost our way. Dichsev, the pasuk says in Hosea, lachein hini sach estarkech basirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to close up the path with thorns. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, a different source. Dichsev nisivosai iva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu bent the different drachim. In other words, by perverting the path, he changed the way to get around. Okay. Rashi. Top Rashi in Chaf Gimel Beis. Af charim v'chayar v'geder. Hayu masi and masos b'roshi harim shalahem. These neighborhoods also did masi and masos. Beni beni, that according to one day, these places were between the masos. The hanach, the masnitzin, havukaim and hanach. These were between the places listed in our Mishnah. Be'idach gisa shalat Yisrael, the side of Bavel, the other side of Eretz Yisrael facing Bavel. Shnei tzadim, Rashi explains, shalat Yisrael, nimshach on the side of Bavel. Two points of contact where Eretz Yisrael meets Bavel. Bein kol achas v'achas, the hanach masnitzin, and how far were the distances? Istatum darche v'achazu hahochim darach akalason. Now they go in a crooked path. Akalason means crooked or out of order, besirim coats him with thorns. Okay, says the Mishnah. Chatzar gedola haisa b'Yushalayim. There was a big court on Yushalayim. Ubeis yazek haisa nikros. It's called Beis Yazek. Ulisham kol ha'edim. And all of the edim who came to give testimony on Re'ias on the Kiddush HaChodesh miskansim, they would gather there together. Based in Bodkin Mosam Sham, and based in would check them there. Usuudos gedolos osn lahem bishul shi regilin lavo, and they made them big, nice meals, catered meals for them, in order that to encourage people to come. Barishona lo hayuzazim yisham kol hayom. Originally, if Edim, these are Edim that came on Shabbos, we'll see in Rashi and in the Gemara michutz l'tchum. So because they came michutz l'tchum, originally the practice was they wouldn't leave the whole day. They would stay there the whole Shabbos, because since you leave go chutz l'tchum, the din is if a person leaves their tchum Shabbos, they only have 4 amos to go in any direction. And if they go into a place that's mukaf mechitzos, that's completely surrounded, they only have that place to stay, only within that place. But hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken shu mahachem apayim am l'chol ruach. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken gave them a special dispensation. They should get 2,000 extra amos, as if they themselves had spent Shabbos in the city, which would enable them to have 2,000 amos in any direction. Velo elu bilvad, and not just these people, ela af chachma haba liyaled, so to a woman, a miyaledes, a midwife who comes to assist someone in giving birth, the haba lahatzla miyad leka, or if a person comes to save somebody else from a fire, umina gayas, or from an enemy army, umina nahar, or to save somebody from a drowning river, umina mapolas, or from a fallen building, all these are forms of sakanas nefashos. Questions of life and death circumstances. Hare elu ka'anshei ha'ir. They're all treated like anshei ha'ir, even though they came michutz l'tchum, v'yesh lahem apayim l'chol ruach. They have 2,000 amos in any direction, so this is a special dispensation the Chachamim made to encourage people to engage in life-saving activity. They have 2,000 amos in any direction. Rashi explains, chatzar gedol ha'isav yushalayim, kol ha'edim miskansim. Originally, all the edim would gather there together. B'yom ha'shabbos shechiluhu lavo l'hayin. And Shabbos, if they were mechalal Shabbos, if they desecrated Shabbos, to come and give testimony. So lohayu zazim yisham, they would not leave the whole day. Lefisha yatu chutz l'tchum, because they came from chutz l'tchum. Vayotu chutz l'tchum, ein lo al arba amos, he only has 4 amos to go in any direction. Min ha'nahar shu gadol pisome, a deluge suddenly came out, this huge flood. Vishotev es b'nei ha'ir ves ha'yiladim. And it's flooding the city people and their children. Okay, the Gemara says Ibayaluhu Beis Yazek Tznan or Beis Yazek Tznan. How do you pronounce the name Beis Yazek with the ayin or Beis Yazek without the ayin? So Beis Yazek Tznan, it's really Beis Yazek with the ayin. Lishna Ma'aliyahu, and it's a positive lashon. Dichsev Vayazkehu Vayisaklehu. Vayazkehu, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It means that he defended it and he surrounded it, referring to that this place was Beis Yazek. It was surrounded by a mechitza. Odilma, that's one side. Odilma Beis Yazek tzan without the ayin. Lishna detzarahu means Yazek refers to screaming. It's a nezek, refers to damages. It's a bad place to be. That he was tied up ba'azakim. So what is it? So what exactly was Beis Yazek referring to? Amra by Tashima Sudos Gedolos Hayosin Lahem Sham Kadeshe Ragim Lavo. So it sounds like there was a nice place to be. They made these special meals for them. So you can't tell me it was Beis Yazek without an ayin. And it was a place of woe, and it was a place of tzara. Rather, it was Beis Yazek with an ayin, and it was a good place to be. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Tarti Havu Avdibuhu. Maybe there were two things going on there. It was really a place of tzar, because they had to stay there the whole time, they couldn't leave. Or because they couldn't leave before the Takanas Chachamim, that they could leave and have 2,000 amos. And at the same time, they were given seudos to somehow dull the pain that they were going through. So again, Beis Yazik is similar to being in chains without an ayin. Like they were chained up, staying in that room the whole day. Or Beis Yazik sounds like they were fortified as a positive lashon, and the Gemara does not tell you a clear maskana on this question. Rashi, Vayazkehu, what does that mean? Saigu begeder avanim, they were fenced in with a stone fence. Saviv be'igul, like in a circle, kimo tabas, like a ring. Lishnat tzara, it's a language of misery. Al shem sha'asurim ki'ilu bezikim, as if they were chained up. Shein zazim misham kol hayom, because they couldn't leave the whole day. Sudos gedolos alma lo havalu tzara. Sounds like they weren't in such a bad shape because of these big parties. The Mishnah reads, this is a complicated Mishnah, so let's get things clear here. So, just as by way of introduction, in order to verify the testimony of the Edim, Chazal asked them certain questions to in order to check whether astronomically what they were saying about the Levana was true, because if what they were saying wasn't true, then it could be determined that they were giving false testimony about Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's based on certain presumptions. It's based on certain presumptions that Chazal knew about regarding the astronomy and the sequence of the new moon. So let's get it down. Ketzad bodkin sa'edim. How would they check the witnesses who would give testimony? Zug shebar rishon, the first pair of edim to come in, bodkin oso rishon, they would check them first. Umachnis nes hagadol shebehen, they would first take in the bigger person out of the two. Va'omrim lo, amor ketzad ra'isa salavana. How did you see the moon? How did it appear to you in the sky? Lifnei hachama, o la'achar hachama? Was it literally before the moon or behind the moon? And we'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. The way the Gemara explains it is the question was the pegimas halavana, which refers to the part of the levana that couldn't be seen, right? The sliver of the levana of the moon that could be seen was the full part of the moon. The pegimas halavana, when the new moon was seen in the sky, you could barely see the whole thing. You could see just a sliver. So was that dark part facing the moon or facing away from the moon? Litzafona shel, litzafona o ledroma. Was the moon to the north of the sun or to the south of the sun? And we'll see, because the question presumes that the new moon is seen as in the same place in the sky where the sun sets, which is in the western part of the sky. So, the question was, did they see the new moon on the left side of the sun, which is really south, assuming the sky, you're in the western part of the sky, from that perspective, or was it on the northern part of the sky, which would be on the right side of the moon? Kamahaya Gavoa, from the vantage point of somebody on Earth, how high in the sky did the moon appear? Ula'ayin Hayanota, and in which way was it tilted? The kama hayarachav, and how wide was the levana? Im amar lifnei hachama, if he said that the moon appeared lifnei hachama, in other words, the pegimas halavana was facing the chama, the missing part of the moon was facing the chama, lo amar klum. You could tell he was lying, he wasn't saying anything. Okay. As the Gemara will explain why, we know he was for sure lying in this case. The achakach, after all this, they would bring in the second witness, and they would check him out with all these questions. If what they say matches up, so I do send Kayames, the Eidos stands. And after following the interrogation of these witnesses, they would ask everybody else, just like the Rosh Dvarim, the main summary points. Not that they actually needed their testimony, because Bezner already had sufficient testimony to do Kiddush HaChodesh from the first two Edom, just that they shouldn't leave upset. So they got, to participate. That way, they should continue to be encouraged to come in the future. Because if they came all the way and then nobody said anything to them, it would discourage them from coming in the future. So not for now. So as to not allow that to happen, they ask them questions to get them involved. So there's a long Rashi here in the Mishnah who explains what exactly is the question at hand of before the moon or after the moon. To the north of the moon, to the south of the moon. So Rashi explains as follows: Ketzad bodkim es ha'edim lifnei hacham. Hacham holeches la'olam. Rashi tells you this is something we've seen already in the beginning of the first, at the end of the first parak in the sugyas, the difficult sugyas of Sod Ha'ibur. Hacham holeches la'olam. The moon always travels in a certain way. Mimizrach l'darom. Starts off in the eastern part of the sky, it moves to the southern part of the sky. Umidarom l'marav. From the southern part of the sky to the western part of the sky, Umar of the Tzafon. This is the sun. The sun goes in that kind of track from the eastern part of the sky to the southern part of the sky, from the southern part of the sky to the western part of the sky, and finally from the western part of the sky to the northern part of the sky. Shenamar Holech Darom Visovev El Tzafon. That starts off in the south and it moves its way to the north. Vahalavana, regarding the new moon, Eina Nireis Biyom Shloshim La'olam. El Samach L'Shkias HaCham. It's only seen right where the sun sets on the 30th day of the month. Shemitoshi Daka V'Ktana, because it's very small, Eina Nireis Ba'od She'Hachama B'Gvurasa. It can't be seen in the sky so long as the sun is still risen, is still on the horizon. Midlok Tani L'Mizrach O'L'Ma'arava, because after all, the mission never asks. Do they see it to the in the eastern part of the sky, or east of the sun, or west of the sun? Shmamina ain nearest lahem b'darom. That if you were in the southern part of the sky, you wouldn't see the levana. And therefore, we only ask given the perspective of the western part of the sky, and therefore the only way to describe it would be north of the moon or south of the moon. Because and the Gemara and the Havmina thinks we'll see. The question in the Havmina of the Mishnah is not in the Gemara's Havmina, how we originally understood the Mishnah, is not, oh, was the back, the dark part of the moon facing away from the sun or facing towards the sun. Something totally different. How did they see meaning, was the moon seen in a place ahead of the track of the sun or behind the track of the sun? With Tzafona Shalchama, to north of the sun, Re'isa Mosa, you saw it, or Oledroma Shalchama, or to the south of the sun, did you see it? Ube Gemara Parach, Lifnei Hachama, Hainu Tzafona. The Gemara asks, what do you mean, Lifnei Hachama, meaning above the track of the sun, is to the north, because the sun's going towards northern part of the sky too. Shari Ein Nachol Nivdok, Velishol Im Lidroma, El Bizman Shashneim Hachama Velavana B'Marav. It doesn't make sense to ask whether or not it's going south or north, unless they're both in the western part of the sky, like Rashi explained before. Shim heim bidarom, because if they're in the southern part of the sky, in yecholios lo tzafona v'lo droma, el ol mizracha, ol ma'arav. If they're already in the southern part of the sky, the only question you could talk about is east or west of the sun, not north or south. So it must be there in the western part of the sky. Ukshem b'ma'arav im lifnei achama hi zel tzafona. And therefore, if they're in the western part of the sky, if it's ahead of the moon, that means it's if it's ahead of the sun, it means it's to the north of the sun. Because it's going towards the north. And if it's behind the track of the sun, in which case that's the same question twice. So how can you ask the same question twice? And that's why the Gemara will explain. No, the question is not lifnei achama la'achar achama. Is it letzafon or ledarom? But rather, the question is, in which direction was the pikimas halavana, the missing part of the moon, as if you will, facing? Kama hayagavo, Rashi explains. Min ha'aretz, how high was it off the ground? Lefi ri'yas einecham, according to the way people could see. La'ayin hayanota, which direction was it facing? Rashi ha'pigima, the top of the edges of the missing part. Le'izat was it facing north? Rashi gives you a little picture. Or the other direction. Im amr lifnei achama lo amar klum mifarish b'gemara. The Gemara will explain why it was lo amar klum. So the Gemara asks, which we just spoke out, hainu lifnei achama, hainu l'tzafona, hainu la'achar achama, hainu l'droma. Lifnei achama and l'tzafona are the same thing. If lifnei achama refers to ahead of the track of the sun, that means north. And if la'achar achama refers to behind the track of the sun, that's south. So amr abai, no, the question is totally different. Pigimasa lifnei achama o la'achar achama. The pigima, the tzad chaser, the choshech of the levana, is that facing the moon or facing the sun? Sorry, or facing away from the sun. Meaning, is the shining part facing the sun, so the pigima is away from the sun, or is the dark part facing the sun, so the pigima is lifnei achama? Im amar lifnei achama, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Lo amar klum. If he said the pigimas halavana, the dark part faced the sun, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It must be that he's lying. Damar b'yochanan ma'idich siv ha'mishel v'fachar imo. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has rule and fear with him. Osa shalom b'mromav, that in his height, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes peace. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes peace b'mromav? Me'olam ra'asa chama p'gimasa shal levana, v'lo b'kimasa shal kashas. That the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol makes peace in the heavenly realm is that the chama never sees the backside, the missing part of the moon, and never sees the pigima of the rainbow. What is the pigima of the rainbow referring to? That's the edges of the rainbow, as opposed to the bow of the rainbow, meaning the colorful part of the rainbow. It never sees the back of the rainbow. Pigimasa shalavana techal shadaita. It never sees the back of the moon because we don't want to the moon kilu, whatever this means, would get upset, and we don't want that to happen. Whatever exactly this means. Pigimasa shal kashas, why did it never see the back, the edges of the rainbow? Delolemru ovde achama, that the sun worshippers, ovde avodah zarah, idol worshippers, sun worshippers, should not say, turn the page, girei kamishadya, that the moon as if is shooting arrows against those that reject it. I mean, you would think that the kashas, the arrow, the rainbow, which sounds like looks like an arrow, if anything, is something that the sun is shooting off. So as not to allow people to think that the full part of the arrow, the rainbow, always faces the moon. Okay. Rashi on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Beis, the Ramaskil, Hainu lifnei achama, Hainu l'tzafona. In the Havmi, it's the same question. Hachada milsi kidefrishis la'el. No, pigimasa lifnei achama, pona l'tzad hachama, o l'tzad acher. The missing part faces the chama or the other way. V'alak tani seifa, and on that the seifa says, im ar lifnei achama, lo amar klum. Dmei ol l'ras l'cham pigimasa shalavana, because the chama has never seen the pigim of the levana. Those that worship the sun should never have the ability, chas v'shalom, to say, girei kamishdaya, that the sun is kilu shooting arrows. Chachama hazos chitzim hiyore lehilachem bekofrim ba, to fight with those that rebel against it. Shahayore bekashas nosin pigimas hakashas l'tzad panav, because someone who's shooting a bow has the pigima, the missing part, l'tzad panav, facing him. Okay, so the Gemara continues on the top of Chaf Dalem Aleph. Kama haya gavoa ulein haya note, in which, how high off the ground did it appear? In which direction was it going? Tana chada l'tzfona. If one said that the moon appeared north of the sun. Devarav kayamim, what he's saying stands. Lidroma, but if he said to the south of the sun, lo amar klum, he's lying. Vatanya ipcha, the Gemara asks, we have the opposite thing stated. Lidroma, that if the moon appeared to the south of the sun, devarav kayamim, then he was then he's believed. But Litzfona lo amar klum, to the north, he's saying nothing. He's lying. So it's a complete contradiction. Lo kashya, there's no contradiction. Kan, when do we say that if he refers that the moon appeared in the south to the south of the sun, that's bimos achama, in the summer. Because in the summer, as we'll explain from Rashi, the moon always appears as if it's behind the sun, because the sun the moon is seen already at the end of the day, while the sun is still in the south, because the sun is not yet set. Kan bimos hagashamim. But when do we say that the moon always appears as if it's ahead of the sun? It's bimos hagashamim in the winter months, when the sun sets very early and has not yet traversed the whole course of the day. So we'll speak out the Rashi inside, but the basic idea is like this. Given the presumption that the sun goes from, starts in this track, that goes from, as we mentioned before, from east to south to west to north. So in the summertime, when the sun hangs high in the sky for a long day, and it traverses most of its path while it's still seen in the sky, so as it sets, it likely sets already in the south of the sky, which is further along its path as it gets to the west. And the moon doesn't appear anything before that. The moon does not appear to be ahead of the sun, because the sun has traveled a great distance while it's still in the sky. So the moon can't be seen to be ahead of the sun, it has to be behind the sun. But in the winter time, it's the opposite. The sun only appears in the sky for a very short time, so it has not yet traversed its whole route while it already disappears from the sky. So the moon appears ahead of the sun, and that's why it appears in the north, to the north of the sun. But Rashi will explain this whole thing. Rashi, Dir Raslo, Kam Bimos HaGashama, Bimos HaChama, Kam Bimos HaGashama. It's a bit of a long, complicated Rashi, so let's try to keep it together. Rashi says, Bimos HaChama, in the summer months, Kagon Biyom Aruch Shel Tkufas Tammuz, like a very long day in the Tkufas Tammuz, in that seasonal period of the sun, Chama Shel Kas L'Sof Marav L'Tzad Tzafon. The moon sets already at the end of the western sky, towards the north. Kitanya Be'irvin, Chama Yotzis Biyom Aruch, V'Shokas Biyom Aruch, Zeu Pnei Tzafon. When the, like the Brisa says in Maseches Erevin, when the moon appears on a long day, it sets on a long day, that means it sets already in the northern part of the sky. Chama Yotzis Biyom Katzar, V'Shokas Biyom Katzar, if the moon appears on a short day and sets on a short day, Zeu Pnei Darom, that means it's still in the southern part of the sky. So Nisan V'Tishrei, Chama Yotzes B'Chatzi Mizrach, V'Shokas B'Chatzi Mizrach. In Nisan and Tishrei, which are, I guess, average months, the moon appears halfway through the sun appears halfway through its eastern circuit and sets halfway through its western circuit. Tekufas Nisan Hayom V'Alayla Shavim, because of the equinoxes, it's equal days. The morning and night are equal times. Chama Yotzeis B'Chatzi Mizrach, so appears in the halfway through the eastern sky. Umalechas Chatzi Mizrach V'Chol Darom V'Chatzi Marav V'Shokas, it goes the other half of Mizrach, the whole south, the other half of Marav, and it sets. U'Balayla Soveves L'Malam Min Akipa, and at night, it traverses around its track, the other half, Chatzi Marav, V'chol Tzafon, V'chatzi Mizrach, V'zorachas. And then it shines, and then it rises. U'lemachras hischel hayom li'o zoreach ma'at, mikneged Chatzi Mizrach l'tzad Tzafon. And as the days get longer, then it rises a little earlier on the eastern track, and it sets a little later, v'shokal l'halon mi'chatzi Marav l'tzad Tzafon, in the northern direction, a little later along the western track. It rises a little earlier, it sets a little later. And when Tkufas Tammuz comes out, it rises literally at the eastern point, Tzifonis, the northeastern part of the sky. Umalechas Gimel Ruchos, it goes three full directions. Vishokas Bekaren Tzifonis Maravis, and it sets in the northwestern sky. Umisham Ve'elach, and at that point, That's the maximum length of the day. The opposite happens. Hayam mismatim. The days get shorter. It starts rising a little later and setting a little earlier, both in the southern direction of the circuit of the sun. Ukshmagia tkufas, and again, once you reach, which is called the summer equinox, the fall equinox, sorry, yotzeis b'chatzi mizrach v'shokas b'chatzi marav v'yom v'layla. Again, at that point, rises halfway through mizrach, it sets halfway through marav, and the days are equal to the nights. Va'od moshechas v'lechas l'tzad darom ad tkufas teves, and then the days get shorter and shorter as the direction. In a southern direction, the days again starts a little later and ends even earlier until Tkufas Teves. Once you reach the shortest day of the year, the sun literally rises. It appears in the sky in the southeastern corner. And it sets in the southwestern corner, and it only goes one direction. And at that point, the day again starts to get a little longer, and it goes each side on the northern vantage point gets a little longer, sets a little earlier, rises a little earlier, sets a little later. And then you get up into Tkufas Nisan again, Shiyotis Bechatzimizrach, Vishokas Bechatzimarav, where it's the spring equinox and it's an equally long day and night. Nimtzes Bimosachama, what comes out from all of this is that in the summer months, Maaleches Rov Ruach Maarachis, Lifnei Shkiasa, the majority of the Ruach Maaravis is traveled by the sun before it sets, upa'amim kula, and sometimes the whole ruach ma'aravis. The cholimos ha'gishamim, but in the winter months, eina malachas al miut ma'arav, only a little bit of the west it goes. Upa'amim, she'en nechnasas bo'al davarmua, maybe not even anything, a little bit only. Ve'alavara lo'olam b'chidusha, b'karen ma'aravis deromis. This is what we saw from the sugya of Soda Ibor. The levana, when it appears in the sky, is always in the south. Where the southwest corner of the sky, Hilkach. Therefore, very simple. In the Mos HaGeshamim, when the sun only hits the western sky as it sets, Halavana Kodames L'Socha Ma'arav Nimtzis Levana B'Tzafron. But the Levana is already in the southwest sky, so it's ahead of the sun. Mos HaChama, the opposite, Shachama B'Ma'arav Harbei. It goes very far into the western sky before it sets. He kodemes halavana. It beats out the path of the sun. Berov hachadashim letzad tzafon nimtzes levana bedarom. In most of the months, you will find the sun already in these months in the northern direction, making the sun behind it in the southern direction. Okay, so five lines down in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Echad Omer Gavoh Shnei Marda. This is refers to how high it appeared in the sky. If one aide said it looked as if it was two mardaos. Mardea is a cattle prod. Two cattle prods in the sky. The echad omer shlosha, and the other guy says three. Edusan kayames. They're mitzarif. Those two can combine because the discrepancy is considered a minimal one. But echad omer shlosha, the echad omer chamisha. But one guy says three, the other guy says five. That's a two gap. Edusan betela. Their edus is batel, doesn't combine. Aval mitzdarfen le'edus acheres. But still in all, either one of them could be mitzdarif to another group of edim in order to allow for kiddush hachodesh. Meaning, even though they contradict each other's testimony, they're not considered edim psulim. They're not considered unfit for testimony at all. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa, Re'inuhu b'mayim, if the Edom say they saw the reflection of the moon in the water, but we didn't see it in the sky. Re'inuhu b'ashashis, we saw it through a glass, like some kind of microscope, but they didn't actually see it with their own naked eye. Re'inuhu b'avim, we saw it in the clouds, ein me'idin alav. They can't testify about that, because maybe they didn't see the right thing. Chetzio b'mayim, they saw it half in water, chetzio b'avim, or half in the clouds, Chatzio b'ashashas, or half through some kind of looking glass, ein me'idin alav. Again, you still can't be made on it. So the Gemara asks, isn't this obvious? Hashtag kulu amris lo. If you saw the whole Levana, but through a looking glass, through some kind of imperfect sight, you can't testify. Chetzomibai. If it's half, of course you can't testify. So isn't this obvious? Ella hachikamar. This is what we mean to say. Chetzomibayim vechetzomibarakia. If half was in the mayim and half was in the sky, half was in the clouds and half was in the sky, or half was in the looking glass and half was in the sky, still Eimei Eden. Even though it was halfway seen properly, that's not enough. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in the Braisa, Re'inuhu, Vishuvlo Re'inuhu. We say we saw it and then we couldn't see it. Eimei Eden Alav. Kol Hachi Chazu, Eimei Eden Alav. You can't give Eidos on that. So the Gemara asks, Kol Hachi Chazu Luva Azli. What do you mean? How much do they have to see? They just have to see it for one moment. Once they saw it, that's enough for them to give testimony. Amar Abai Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Re'inuhu Me'elenu. Meaning, it just appeared to us. We weren't focusing on it. Vishavnu Liroso Midatenu. And then we intended on focusing it on, thinking about what to say. U V'lo Re'inuhu. And then at that point, we couldn't see it. Amy Nalov. Then you can't testify. My taima, Amor Kubisa de Eva Bamahu de Chazi. Rachoshesh, maybe he didn't see the actual moon, but a Kubisa de Eva, like a circle of clouds. In other words, if the person focuses and has intent to be aware of what they see, so then we take it seriously and we have to listen to it. But if he didn't necessarily have the full intent, the full awareness of what he was seeing, we don't take that seriously in terms of giving that credence for Eidos HaChodesh. Okay, Rashi. Rashi d'Rasklav mitztarefes l'Eidos HaCheres. They can combine for a different form of Eidos. Echad mehem mitztaref im Eid Acher. One of them can mitztaref with another Eid. Sheyomar kamoso, who will speak like him. In other words, they're not considered psule Eidos. That's very important. Ra'inuhu b'mayim, we saw it in the water. Toch nahar, like in a river, omayon, or a spring, ra'inu demusa shalavan, we saw the image of the moon, ba'avim, we saw it in the clouds, yom ha'ma'unahai, it was a cloudy day, v'reinuhu me'ira derech ovav shalav, we saw it like reflected in the clouds, ashash is kandela, some kind of light, kol hachi chazu v'azli, it's me, I don't understand. They see it for 1 second, that's all I need. They can testify right away. They see it forever? No. We didn't focus on it. Kuvisa de Eva, a circle of clouds, eagle shalavan, shall of lavan, a very thick circle of white. Okay. The Mishnah says, Rosh based in Omer Makudash. When once they've accepted the testimony of the Eidim, and they've done their chakiros and their drishos, they've asked their questions, they accept it, then the Rosh HaBeistin says, Mekudash. We've seen this before. V'chol ha'am on acharav Mekudash, Mekudash. All the people are there, they respond saying, Mekudash, Mekudash. So the Mishnah explains, Bein Shanira Bizmano, whether it was seen on the 30th day, and Rosh Chodesh of the next month is on the 30th day, Bein Shalonira Bizmano, or it wasn't seen Bizmano, meaning it wasn't seen on the 30th day, and therefore we know it's going to be the 31st day, Mikachin Oso, we still do the ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Im Lo Nira Bizmano, Im Mikachin Oso, Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim. So Lezer Reb Tzadok argues on Tanakam of the Mishnah and says, if we didn't see it bizmano, then we don't have to do a formal act of Kiddush HaChodesh because Shekvar Kidshu Shamayim, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was already Mekadosh LeChodesh. It has nothing to do with Beis Din anymore because it's going to happen on its own. So the Gemara explains, Rosh Beis Din, Minani Mile, what's the source that Bez, the Rosh Beis Din says, Mekudash, Mekudash, Amr B'chia Bar, Gamda, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Ben Shol, Amr Rabbi, Amr Kra, Vaidaber Moshe, Es Moade Hashem, Mikan Sherosh Beis Din, Omer Mekudash, because Moshe spoke about the Moade Hashem, and Moshe, I guess, was at minimum the head of the Sanhedrin, So we see from here that the Rosh Hasanhedrin beats and says, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. V'cholaham onim achar of Mekudosh, Mekudosh. And everybody responds saying, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Minon, what's the source for this? Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Asher Tikru Osam. Meaning this refers to the Ma'adim that they shall call out, Kiri Be'atem. Meaning you should call them out. The Klal Yisrael are supposed to participate in Kiddush HaChodesh. Renachem Bar Yitzchak Amar, no, Elehim Mo'adai. These are my Mo'adim. Heim Yomru Mo'adai. The Heim, the word Heim in the Pasuk means that Klal Yisrael should call them their own Mo'adim, and therefore they have to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Mekudosh Mekudosh Trei Zimnei Lomali. Why do I have to say it twice? Dechziv Mikra'ei Kodesh. Mikra'ei Kodesh refers to multiple days of Kiddusha, and therefore we need to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Imlo Nir Bizmano, in Mekadosh, no, sorry, he argues Tanakama, and says if it's not Nir Bizmano, we're not Mekadosh it through Bezdin. Tanya, Plimo, Omer, Plimo would say, Bizmano, in Mekadosh, no, so. That the exact opposite, if it happened Bizmano, Bezdin only say Mekudosh, Mekudosh, because that's the appropriate time. Shalom Bizmano, but because it's not the appropriate time, Mekadshim Oso. Wow. The exact opposite. Why? Because if it was done Shalom Bizmano, so then based in need to give Chizuk, they need to strengthen the process. How do they strengthen the process? By formally declaring the Kiddusha of the month. But if it was Bizmano, which is supposed to happen, so there's no need for Bezin to offer their stamp of approval. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Omer, Bein Kachu, Bein Kach, Ein Mekadosh Noso. He argues in the Mishnah whether it's Bizmano, Shelo Bizmano. He doesn't believe that they ever would be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Shenemar V'kidashtem Es Shnas HaChamishim Shanim Atam Mekadosh V'yatam Mekadosh Chadashim. That we saw this Gemara Daf Ches, that he holds that based on the Pasuk of Yovel that we sanctify the 50th year, the years we sanctify, but months we don't sanctify. Okay. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the Gemara continues. Halacha Blazer Berb Tzadok. The Halacha follows Blazer Berb Tzadok, which is that if it's Bizmano Mekadshim, if not, Ein Mekadshim. Amar Abai Afanana Mitanina. A Brisa implies like this too. The Mishnah says, Ra'uhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. If Bezdin and all of Klal Yisrael see the new moon, Nechkiru Ha'edim, and the Edim were investigated, and they couldn't say the words Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha up until it got dark. Hare Zeh Me'ubar. Me'ubar in Mekudosh Lo. That implies that in the event that it's a Chodesh Me'ubar, it's a 30 full day month, but there's no Mekudosh. There's just by a Chodesh Me'ubar, Bezin doesn't do Kiddush HaChodesh. So that seems to be a raya. The Gemara says no. Really, 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 why does it say, Lo hispiku bezdin lomar mekudosh ad shechashecha harei ze me'ubar, not to exclude kiddush hachodesh, me'ubar it's strichalei. The language of me'ubar teaches me a chiddush. Sakadai dechamina hol v'ro bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Iparsimo v'loi labrua. You might think because bezdin and Klal Yisrael saw the new moon in the sky, it now became a foursome. Everybody knows when it happened, and they couldn't do Ibra Chodesh, even though they didn't say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Kamash Malah, no. The Chiddush of that Mishnah is, since Bez did not have the chance of forming Mekadosh the Chodesh, it's not Nikva, it's not established on that day, and therefore they have to add a day, even though technically speaking, the month should have started a day earlier. So the Diak in the Mishnah is not to tell me, oh, and if it's a day late, and they mess up the timing, so then it's no longer has a din of Kiddush HaChodesh. That doesn't teach. It's not what the Mishnah is teaching me. All the Mishnah teaches me is that in a scenario where everybody saw it, you might think that Kiddush HaChodesh is no longer necessary. Kamashman, it's necessary. If they don't do it, they're going to add a date to the month. Let's go through the Rashi's. Rashi the Ramaskal Mikra Kodesh, three lines up from the wide lines in Rashi, the bottom lines in Rashi, Trey Zimne Mashma, two times. So that's why I say Mekudosh Mekudosh twice. Brother Batsalok Omer Bizmano e Makachno so Sheino Tarachizok. The exact opposite of our mission, the Dafka Bizmano, We don't need Kirsha Chodesh, Mikush, but Shalom's bottom we do. Mu'ubar in. The mashma mishachashecha is aber. That it is nis'aber from the next day, from the chashecha, but not makura, av makura shlo. Lo k'tani hareza miskadesh l'machar. Doesn't say hareza miskadesh l'machar. It's sanctified the next day. Because me'ubar stricha, the chiddush is for me'ubar. Klomar la'olam l'machar by kiddush. Really, it needs kishah chodesh the next day. V'had lo tanya, and why wasn't it mentioned? Mishmit stricha lashmina me'ubar, to be mechadesh the dinim of Me'ubar, the whole Bismano Ra'uhu, because it was seen at its time, Sakadaidach lo la'abrua. They would think, don't do Ibra Chodesh. V'i Tana Hareza Miskanish and the Mishnah Hareza Miskanish Lamachar, with that Lashon, Havamir La'olam Miyoma Kama that already, that we really set up the Moados from the day before. It's just that the Kiddush takes place the next day. No. Rather, if the Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't take place at the appropriate time, and we delay a day, the month is actually pushed off for another day. But it doesn't teach me that in a scenario of a Chodesh Me'ubar, they don't need Kiddush HaChodesh. We'll stop here with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Daled Amud Aleph.